Blackstone Audio presents Annie John by Jamaica Kincaid. This book is read by Robin Miles. For Alan, with love. Chapter 1. Figures in the distance. For a short while during the year I was 10, I thought only people I did not know died. At the time I thought this, I was on my summer holidays and we were living far out on Fort Road. Usually we lived in our house on Dickinson Bay Street, a house my father built with his own hands, but just now it needed a new roof and so we were living in a house out on Fort Road. We had only two neighbours, Mistress Maynard and her husband. That summer, we had a pig that had just had piglets, some guinea fowl and some ducks that laid enormous eggs that my mother said were big, even for ducks. I hated to eat any food except for the enormous duck eggs, hard boiled. I had nothing to do every day except to feed the birds and the pig in the morning and in the evening. I spoke to no one other than my parents and sometimes to Mistress Maynard. If I saw her when I went to pick up the peelings of vegetables, which my mother had asked her to save for the pig, which was just the thing the pig really liked. From our yard, I could see the cemetery. I did not know it was the cemetery until one day when I said to my mother that sometimes in the evening, while feeding the pig, I could see various small stick-like figures, some dressed in black, some dressed in white, bobbing up and down in the distance.